This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. House of Representatives late Wednesday night approved a deal to avoid the federal government from defaulting on its debts. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The compromise agreement between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden did not please most lawmakers, but still passed easily.
Yeas are 314, the nays are 117.
Tonight, we all made history.
Immediately after the vote, McCarthy said it's the biggest spending cut Congress has ever approved. Still, far-right conservatives like Chip Roy had vowed to block the bill.
You cut a deal that shouldn't have been cut,
saying the cuts were not nearly deep enough. Democrats said it was far better than the alternative, a potentially catastrophic first-ever default on America's debt. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it would move quickly to the Oval Office.
I cannot stress enough that we have no margin, no margin for error.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. job openings unexpectedly rose in April, pointing to persistent strength in the labor market that could compel the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates again in June. Here's Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
Openings in April hit 10.1 million, which was well above the forecast for about 9.4 million, according to economists polled by Reuters. That works out to about 1.8 open jobs for each unemployed job seeker. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and other policymakers have paid particular attention to the statistic, and they would like to see it back to pre-pandemic levels of around 1.2. Expectations for another interest rate increase rose following the release of this report. The May jobs report out Friday will provide more details.